AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Protesters took to the streets of Chicago again Wednesday, demanding the resignation of the city's police superintendent. They're upset with images seen on a police dashcam video of the shooting of a black teenager by a white police officer more than a year ago. Alderman Roderick Sawyer says changes need to be made within the police force to stop this kind of thing from happening again.
Now that the tape is out, we have people exercising their right to protest, and it's going to get more and more serious, and I think we should be concentrating on that, quite honestly. You know, this is just the beginning.
Activists are planning to shut down a major shopping area in the city on Friday. This will be a cold Thanksgiving for thousands of people in the Pacific Northwest. More than a week after a powerful windstorm knocked down power lines, those people are still in the dark. Our Nick Geranius is one of them.
We have a wood stove in our house so we can keep one room warm. A lot of people are staying with family and friends or have moved into hotels, and there are some people in shelters where they can stay warm.
It may be several more days before all that power is restored. Following the terrorist attacks in Paris, governors around the country say they might not accept refugees from the region. But the Obama administration says that may not be an option for those governors.
A letter from the Office of Refugee Resettlement is reminding state officials across the nation that states do not have legal authority to refuse entry to Syrian refugees. The letter says states that do not comply could be subject to enforcement action, including termination of the federally funded program.
That's the AP's Mike Gracia. A new customs report indicates nearly 5,000 unaccompanied children came across the U.S. border illegally in October. That's almost twice as much as a year ago. The numbers spiked despite expectations of lower numbers because of better border enforcement and efforts by Mexican authorities to ease the stream of Central American migrants to the U.S. This is AP Radio News. On his first day of his trip to Africa, Pope Francis is telling Christian and Muslim leaders in Kenya they have little choice but to talk with one another to guard against the Islamic extremist attacks that have struck Kenya recently. The Pope insists religion can never be used to justify violence. In New York, the stage is set for this year's annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says there will be extra security along the parade route.
I'd also encourage people that as they come to this parade to enjoy, to really enjoy. It's a way of pushing back on some of the events that are going on around the world where there's efforts being made to intimidate. This city cannot be intimidated.
City officials have said there are no known credible threats against New York following the recent attacks in Paris. A special honor for the nation's oldest National Park Service ranger, Betty Soskin, has been asked to light the national Christmas tree next week at the White House. The 94-year-old San Francisco Bay Area park ranger is the oldest full-time ranger in the country. I'm Diane Kepley, AP.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.